Okay, good morning, everybody. We're going to study the 98th Mizmor of Tehillim today. I should say it's the 23rd of Av, 5780, the 13th of August, 2020. Special happy birthday wishes to my grandmother in South Florida. So this Mizmor continues the theme of divine sovereignty over the world and begins with the idea that when Hashem demonstrates his kindness and loyalty to the Jewish people, so that creates a reverberation and an amplification effect for the entire world. So how is it le'enei hagoyim? So zachar chazdo v'emunasa leveis Yisrael ro'o chalav tzayaris eish yishuas elokeinu. So the Gemara says, oh, this is bimei Mordechai v'Esther. When the Jewish people were saved from destruction, annihilation, so that had a profound impact on the rest of the world. This is explicit in the Megillah. And this is what Chazal is referring to. V'rabim, so many of the people of the world joined with the Jewish people. V'rabim me'ami ha'aretz misyadim kinafal pachar ha'yudim alehem. Whether that means they actually converted, or they became allies of the Jews, they sort of wanted to join the winning side. So whatever exactly that meant, so what that was a reference to was the idea that Hashem's chesed, his kindness to the Jewish people, and his faithfulness to the Jewish people indeed becomes a point of a very clear reference to all of the nations of the world regarding divine majesty. Hariu l'Adonai kol ha'aretz pitzchu v'ranenu v'zameru, and therefore their response will be the entire world will call out to God because they'll see that God is loyal to the Jewish people. So again, sometimes, you know, we can perceive things directly, and sometimes we can perceive things indirectly, but certainly the salvation, even though God chose to do it through the natural means, and not through supernatural means in the Megillah, so that was perceived by everybody in a very clear way. V'rabi me'ha me'haretz misyadim kinafal pachad ha'yehudim Alehem. And this theme is actually developed even further at the end of the Mizmor. Tomorrow we'll come back to the intervening sections of Chatzotzos v'Kol Shofar, Hariu Lifnei HaMelech Hashem, because that really requires its own treatment. But the Mizmor continues along with this idea of cosmic recognition of divine sovereignty. Yiram Hayam Umlo'o, the seas and everything that fills it, Tevel V'Yosheva, the earth, and all who inhabit the civilized part of the earth, so they too will be moved by this, and they will call out to God, Neharos, the very rivers, Yimchau Chaf, right? A bit of anthropomorphizing the rivers here, but they will clap and they will rejoice, Yachad Harim Yiranenu, the very mountains, Lifnei Adonai Kiva, Lishbot Haaretz, Yishbot Tevel Betzedek, Ve'amim V'mei Sharim. Why? Because if God has manifest his sovereignty, much more on that on tomorrow, but if God has manifest his sovereignty, then surely he will come. That sovereignty can't be limited to one person or one group of people or even one nation, the Jewish people. But undoubtedly, that is an indicator, that is indicative of God coming to bring judgment to the entire world. Lifnei Hashem kiva lishbot ha'aretz. Not just the Jewish people. Yishbot tevel betzedek. This will extend to all human beings, ve'amim b'meisharim, and all nations as well. And so, you know, you have this cosmic celebration. The mountains aren't Jewish, the rivers aren't Jewish, right? The seas aren't Jewish, and yet they're rejoicing because the master, the creator of them all, will come to make his presence manifest. So here we have, I think, a very classic illustration of what happened in the Torah after Parshas Lech Lecha. In Bereishis and Noach, what we have is God is universal God of the world and dealing with those who are righteous and those who are not righteous. And from that point on, from the selection and from the election of Avram Avinu, what happens is that God sort of channels his interactions with the world through the Jewish people. Classic example being Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? Yetzias Mitzrayim, so as we've mentioned in the past, the Egyptians came to know God, Laman Shisio Sosai Ela Bekirbo, so that they would witness it. Vayomer Mitzrayim Anusa Mivnei Yisrael Ki Hashem Nilcham Lama Mitzrayim. But it wasn't limited to the Egyptians. Everybody saw it, right? Namogo Kol Yoshei Kanan, that all the Yoshei Kanan, the indigenous peoples of Kanan, their hearts melted. the Yoshvei Palashas, and everybody else in the ancient Near East, as we referenced in Az Yashir. So they were extremely moved by this event. So God was manifesting himself through, you know, his loyalty to the Jewish people. So that's sort of the narrowing that happens in Parshas Lech Lecha, but it's a narrowing which is only a matter of means, but not of ends. And ultimately, you know, the cosmic forces here, the rivers, the seas, the mountains, they're all rejoicing. Lifnei Hashem kiva lishpot haaretz, yishpot tevel b'tzedek, entire world will be judged, v'amim b'mei sharim, and all nations will be brought before this divine judgment. So again, it's mediated, or it's chasto v'amunaso leves Yisrael, but it reaches the edges of the earth, ro chalaf se'aretz, Espes Elokeinu. So tomorrow, what we'll do, God willing, is focus in on one pasuk within this context, Vachatzotzer Sekol Shofar, Hariu Lifnei HaMelech Hashem, which is a very specific halacha that emerges from that we use the Chatzotzer in conjunction with the shofar whenever we blow sounds in the Beis HaMikdash, whether it's on Rosh Hashanah itself, whether it's during the Yovel, whether it's on Yemei Taniyo. So we're going to explore that tomorrow as sort of an isolated issue. But the basic theme, again, of the Mizmar is divine sovereignty, which might be first apparent through God's relationship with the Jewish people, but of course then has deep resonance and deep meaning, and ultimately that becomes a harbinger of things to come that will be felt at the universal or cosmic plane. Everybody have a wonderful day.